So in yesterday's shiur, we finished off with the invasion of Tiglath Pileser into Eretz Yisrael, where he takes Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet HaMenashe, and he moves them away. So what happens now with, and he obviously kills the king, Pekach, because he was murdered by Malchus. So what happens now? What happens now is that this Tiglath Pileser, he finds a very, very good person who was a military activist, and his name was Hoshea. He's actually going to be the last king of Malchus Yisrael. And he tells this Hoshea, listen up, you're going to be the new king of the eight Shvatim, which are still left, seven and a half. You're going to be the king, and you're going to pay me taxes. And I'm expecting your loyalty. And he says, fine. And this goes on year after year. He pays the taxes. There is no fighting. Everyone understands who's the boss. But something fascinating happens. And you have to understand a little history. The first thing that happens is that this Tiglath Pileser, he dies. And his son, his name is Shalmaneser, he takes over as the king. Now those days, Bechlal, when it was a changing of the guards, so a lot of the vassal states, they thought that the son is not going to be able to be as powerful as the father. Maybe the army won't be as loyal to him, right? So you have a lot of these vassal states that stop paying taxes because they don't know if the guy's going to attack. This kid is young, a young king. Maybe he doesn't know how to motivate the army. Maybe he doesn't know how to respond. So a lot of the people which are further away, they stop paying taxes. They're testing him. So our friend Hoshea is one of those kings who decides that he's not going to pay taxes. In addition, he does something which is seemingly a good thing, but the Eibishter is not happy with it. The Navi just records this interesting pasuk. This is Mlochim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Beis. It says, Vayas hora be'inei Hashem. He did something bad in the Eibishter's eyes. But rak loy kemalchi Yisrael shahayu lefanav. But it wasn't as bad as the previous kings. What is it that he did? What did he do that was bad, but not the same type of bad as the previous kings? So the Mefarshim say something fascinating. If you remember, the original Melech Yisrael was Yerovam ben Nevat, and he created this Bati Avodah Zorah. Why did he create this Bati Avodah Zorah? Those that remember, because they wanted to divert the Yidden from going to Yerushalayim. Because who was in Yerushalayim? The Melech Yehuda. And they didn't want people to be loyal to the Melech Yehuda. So they created these Bati Avodah Zorah all over Eretz Yisrael. And they created also these Egel Azovs, these Avodah Zorahs that people bowed. And in addition to that, he put up roadblocks so that people should not go to the Beis HaMikdash. So you had all these roadblocks where people were literally blocked off from going into the Beis HaMikdash, or on the way to Yerushalayim. By now, our friend Tiglath Pileser and all the other Assyrian kings, they destroyed the Bati Avodah Zorah. And now Hoshea came, and he said, you know what, I'm also going to destroy the roadblocks. Now seemingly that's very, very good. Now Yidden could go to Eretz Yisrael. The problem is that a big Chilul Hashem happened. Because the Malachim were always complaining to Hashem that Yidin are not being Oyel Regel. But the Eibishter's response was always that they really do want to, but look, the roads are blocked. By now he took away the roadblocks and Yidin still weren't Oyel Regel because they got so used to not going, that's generations that they're not going. So now, in the words of the Mefarshim, there's, and it's from Yalkut Shemoyni, The Ata Nigleis Ra'asa, the Ra of Yidin was revealed, because now everybody saw that Yidin aren't interested in going to Eretz, to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Eibishter gets upset, and he gets upset at Hoshea. So this is what happens. Hoshea takes away the roadblocks, and he also stops paying taxes. And they're waiting to see what's going to happen. This new king, is he going to fight back or not? And sure enough, Shalmaneser shows up. Now in history, he's known as Shalmaneser V, which V is the fifth one. I'm not sure who the first four were. Or maybe just, you know, a lot of politicians like having a middle initial because it's fancy. So maybe he liked to be the fifth. Maybe he was also the first, second, third, and fourth. But I don't know, but he's, in history, I think, called Shalmaneser V, the fifth Shalmaneser. He shows up, and on his way, he gets even more insulted. Because he finds a messenger of Hoshea to King So. Now, who is King So? Now, the Navi says, El Soy Melech Mitzrayim, to Soy, the king of Mitzrayim. And I was trying to find out who in their, you know, who is King So in English. You know, if you want to meet somebody, tell them the story, you're not going to find King So. In the Egyptian terms, there's a whole machloikis among the biblical scholars, exactly which of the Egyptian kings or generals is King So. But anyways, the Torah says he found these messengers that he was sending to Soy Melech Mitzrayim. By now, he's very upset. Not only did you not pay taxes, which, you know, it's taxes is money, but he now sees that you're sending messengers to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the rival of Ashur. Ashur is on one side, they're coming to conquer from top, bottom. And Mitzrayim is on the other side. They were another strong nationality. And they were rivals. So the fact that Hoshea actually sent a messenger to Soy, Melech Mitzrayim, by now this is, he pushed him over the edge. Not only aren't you paying taxes, but you're also planning a rebellion. He took it that he's trying to get Mitzrayim to, you know, fight King Ashur. He looked at it, they were trying to make a whole treaty. He got very upset, and he actually imprisons Hoshea. The pasuk says, Vayatzreyu Melech Ashur, the Melech Ashur Shalmaneser, which is interesting. Basically, while this is all going on, Shalmaneser is the son of Tiglath-Pileser, and he doesn't last very long. His brother takes over in middle. In English, his brother's name is Sargon II. He takes over. So at this point, I'm not exactly sure who is the Melech, one of those two. Definitely Shalmaneser started this war. And they imprison King Hoshea Vayasreyu Beis Kele. And they put him in the jail. When this happens, they move out another four Shvatim. So this, years later, this is about 9 years later than the previous Golos. First Golos, 2.5 Shvatim go out. And now, about 9 years later, another four are going out. All this time, from the Malchus Yehuda side, it's quiet because they're loyal, you know, they're loyal to the kings of Ashur. At this time, Achaz is king, and later on being taken over by Chizkiah. Which four Shvatim go out? Which four Shvatim go out? So according to most Mefarshim, at this point, when Shalmaneser comes to, so to speak, attack King Hoshea and put him in prison, the second group of four Shvatim are Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, and Naphtali. Those are the second group of four. Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun and Naphtali. So by now, Malchus Yehuda is diminished strongly. They're without a king, because the king's in prison. The Malchus Yisrael, their mom is diminished. They're without a king, the king's in prison. By now, 6.5 Shvatim have already been put into Golos. They're already on the losing side. Their capital is what we call Shoimroim. Which, what happens is, when I mentioned that it wasn't just the Yidden that the Assyrians moved out, they actually moved in Goyim. The whole story, when you have of the Shemroinim, the Kusim, what happened? He brought in these Goyim into the land where all the Yidden were just kicked out of. Now these people end up in Eretz Yisrael, and now they're like, the Kedusha Sa'aretz is spitting them out, and they're dying, and who knows what's going on. And he's like, whoa, what's going on over here? And the Abishter sends a bunch of lions, and they're eating them up, these lions, and it's a very scary situation, until they realize, based on speaking to the Isha Likim, that these people have to be Megayer, they have to convert. But for generations to come, there's a whole controversy. Are they true Yidden? Are they Gedei Aroyes? Were they just Gedim because of the lions? Many of them kept the Avodah Zorah that they were doing. So this is how, where was there room for all these Goyim to move in? Because by now, 6.5 Shvatim have already been moved out. But this is only the second one. Tomorrow we're going to learn a little bit about the third one. And then we're going to focus on the famous son of Shalmaneser. He is probably the most famous one associated with the Aseres HaShvatim. He is Sancheiriv. And that we'll learn about in the coming Shiurim.